We are now speaking in English because I have Reijer-Jan and Marte from the ANZE. And can you please explain to me what the ANZE is?
Yes, ANZE is an umbrella organization at European level for supervision organizations. So we have 21 member organizations plus four who we are networking with. And we connect more than 8,000 professionals, supervisors and coaches all over in Europe. And the main aim is to exchange, to share about our profession, and also to support development of the profession all over in Europe.
And we are now on the 40th anniversary of the LVSC.
Yes.
If we look back on those years, what did you, from the international perspective, from the ANZE perspective, what sort of developments were?
Well, at first, happy birthday to LVSC. And one of the developments of LVSC, I think, is also the international cooperation. And LVSC was also one of the founding associations of ANZE. So that's an important thing, I think.
And if we look at the different cultures that are now being connected, what does that bring?
Well, that's for me, it's inspiration, tackling the differences and staying in contact with each other and learning from each other, seeing different perspectives, bringing the outside world into our own national cultures. So this is all about it, and I think LVSC plays forward-looking part
yep.
of this cooperation at European levels.
And what are the challenges when you work together with all the countries in Europe?
One of the challenges is our language, because we're all a united Europe, but we all have our own language. And in ANZE, we always talk ANZE English, which is not the best English, but we're all not, it's not our mother tongue, and that's really nice to learn and to sometimes be in this lost in translation mode.
Yeah,
but
that's
really nice.
It keeps you focused.
Yes.
On how can we make this connection,
but
I can imagine.
But it's really nice to learn from other people, from other countries, to inspire each other and to find out what the differences are, but also what we have in common.
What is one of those differences, for example?
I think the social and economic context is one difference, or educational system, how supervisors are trained, that's also. In some countries, theoretical background is very important. In some other countries, practice is more important, developing competences. So I think there are many differences. And the exciting part is that we stay connected and we are focusing on how to understand each other and how to bridge between the different social and economic context and the context of understanding what supervision and coaching is.
Uh-huh. And if you would have one call to action for LVSC members and non-members but who are interested in this field, maybe who are here today, what would be your call to action? What would
call
you like
action.
People
I would like
to do?
People
inspire.
To watch over the borders. And in these digital times, it's really easy to watch over the borders. So if people want to do it, they can visit our website, www.anze.eu, or follow us on social media. We are on LinkedIn, we are on Twitter, we are on Facebook, and we are on Instagram. And we organize really nice talent talks. We publish through Kloosterhof Publishers. We publish the ANZE Journal. And I would really like to invite people to join an international intervision group, because that's how you learn from different cultures and different people all over Europe. And you learn the differences, but also the commons.
The things that are bridging.
If I may add something.
Definitely.
And next year is the 25th anniversary of founding ANZE, and we will have several events. For example, we will have a research conference, so we really like to invite people who are interested in what research tells about our profession and for our profession. We will also have a summer university hopefully in person, so hopefully we can meet. And we will have some announcement for students of supervision who are interested in sharing about their master thesis. So please, everybody who can listen, these trainers or trainees of supervision or practitioners, please watch out for ANSA actions.
Thank you so much. And what do you bring to Hungary after this day?
Lots of inspiration. It was really inspiring. The art, the creative part, and also the keynote speeches and the workshop. So it was I'm really full of energies, yes.
Nice to hear, Marta.
Yes.
Thank you so much both for explaining what ANSA does, and hopefully there will be more and more people knowing you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.